Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Reality Spirituality. I had a week off last weekend, but I'm back. She's back. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and this show, Reality Spirituality, is going to be a very special show this weekend. I'm going to have part one and part two about my experience in Missouri. But before I talk about me, I want to share with my new listeners just what the hell, what kind of show is this? Reality Spirituality? What? Close your eyes for a second. And remember a time when you experienced an indescribable moment, a moment that connected you with the energy that creates worlds. An unforgettable moment where you felt the power of creation in every cell of your body. A moment that stopped you, a moment that flooded you with appreciation, with gratitude, with joy, with connectedness, a moment that, quite frankly, you'll never forget. When I have those moments, I more than likely start crying. It's overwhelming. The universe is so powerful in my life that when the universe really gets in my face and gets all in my skin and just embraces me and hugs me, my knees buckle. And that's what this show is about. This show, Reality Spirituality, is a show that shares with you how to have more of those moments. And let me tell you this. Being uncomfortable, for me, is one of the only ways I grow. And I spent 6 days, 6 days seemed like 6 years, of being extremely uncomfortable. I want to share with you what I learned about listening to my own show. This is so interesting because it's easy to talk the talk. It's easy to recite what we know, live in the present moment, be grateful, all of those things, connect to the universe. Yeah. But this show, Reality Spirituality, is about actually walking it. And I had 6 days of walking it. And I'm going to share with you how the first day and a half, I did not really practice everything that I've learned. It was very, very difficult. I mean, if you can imagine being surrounded in the most, listen, we're all so different. Let me just share. You know what? Before I get into the story, I just want to welcome all of the people that have sent me emails. I have so many new Twitter followers. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. My new book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on my website. And it is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA. And let me tell you something. I'm a different person than before I went on this trip. Oh, hi, Kiwi2011. Listen, feel free to ask a question. But I want to share that I'm a different person. What happened? Where did I go? Well, long story short, I had a public relation person that was working with me for a few months, and he's not working with me anymore. But in the time that he was working with me, he connected me with a women's retreat located in Willow Springs, Missouri. Now, I had no idea, what a women's retreat was. I'd never been to one. I'd never experienced one. I've been to seminars. I've been to overnight seminars. I've been to overnight meditations. Yeah. But a women's, all women's retreat located in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. I was chosen to be the guest speaker or the featured speaker or whatever term title you want to call it. And I accepted it. I accepted the offer. Now, when I say offer, I was responsible for getting myself there. In other words, I wasn't paid. I wasn't paid to go to speak. I had to pay for my own plane ticket. Now, when I got there, yes, I was afforded food and lodging, but that was it. So I paid to have this experience, which is another interesting, really interesting fact. Before I even arrived, of course, I went on the website, and I'm really not going to be specific about who this retreat, specific naming this retreat, but I'm letting you know that before I went on the website and I looked, you know, at the pictures, read some information at this quote unquote retreat, and I knew probably 2 months, 3 months before I went, here we go with intuition, I knew that this retreat was not going to be, I knew that there was going to be something special about this retreat. I knew, when I say special, I knew that there's going to be some type of uncomfortability that I was going to be feeling. I just knew it. How do I know it? Because I know me. Number one, I am a city girl all the way, born and raised in the city. When I say city, I mean city, five star. I like clean, nice, hygienic. I'm not into bugs. I'm not into camping. I'm not into camping outside. I'm not into bugs. I'm not into critters. I'm not into lizards. I'm not into snakes. I'm not into bats. I'm not into mice in the house. I'm not into any of that. None of it. I'm not into the country. Now, yes, I've been camping. I've been from places in Maine to Yosemite. I've been in probably five or six national parks. And this particular place, I could feel that there might be some things that are going to come up that I might not be too comfortable with. And sure enough, as soon as I arrived, and you know what, I spoke with a lot of people too that had been to Missouri, and then what I always heard was, oh, you're going to Missouri. That's what people told me, Missouri. And you know, I fluffed it off. Listen, anybody can give an opinion. And one of the things that I don't do is I like to experience whatever it is, whether it's a person, whether it's a place, for myself. Ooh-wee! As soon as I got off the plane, Okay, let me back up. Like I said, I could feel this particular place because of the emails that I was getting back and forth. And what do I bring? And what do I don't? What do I bring? A lot of bug spray, tick spray, and it's not just regular mosquitoes. No, you can get ticks, you can get jiggers, you can get, I don't even remember all the names of the bugs that are free reigning in that area. I could feel that this was going to be a challenge for me. And I had a decision. I thought even up to the last week, 2 weeks, you don't have to go. You can say things didn't work out, your schedule changed, you have to work, any excuse if you will. I could have easily come up with something, and don't think that I didn't think of it. Yes, I did. The other challenge was, and I'm going to talk about all of my challenges, the other challenge was, at the time, I didn't know that you could go to this area in one direct flight. So I don't know about you, but when I fly, I like a direct flight. I am not into flying in and flying out. I'm not into changing planes and having long layovers. So that was like one sign. I had to get on a plane, go to Denver. From Denver, I had to go to Springfield, Missouri. Layover. What I'm saying is everything lined up to give me an opportunity to not like it, to be uncomfortable, to complain, to be negative, to judge, to not accept, to resist. And I am not exaggerating. The flight was fine. The layover was fine. I was actually picked up by a wonderful young lady from Springfield, who drove me an hour and a half to my final destination. Actually, the young lady drove me to her mother's house that drove me an hour and a half to my final destination. The final destination was a women's retreat that was out in the middle of nowhere and surrounded by nothing. The heat and the humidity, yes, it was extreme. And I say extreme coming from, like I said, city girl, air conditioning in the house. My home is always at least 60, 65 degrees. So I had a climate adjustment to make. And I don't know about you, but there are some climates that are a little bit more challenging. They're a little bit more challenging for me. And this was one of them. So the first day I actually had to really adjust to the climate. And when I say adjust, I mean physically and emotionally adjust and really accept that for 5 to 6 days I was going to be living in a sauna, quite frankly. Now, I don't know if it sounds trivial to you, but it is when you are in a climate that, number one, you don't quote-unquote like or you don't embrace or you don't want, it is quite challenging to remain happy. If you like the desert and you like it's going to be very challenging for you to live on the North Pole, okay? So this was my challenge, one of my many challenges. And let me say this, that the universe has always put me in positions, especially when they want me to take me to another level, especially when they want me to grow, has put me in positions where I am extremely uncomfortable. This particular trip, it wasn't only the weather. It wasn't only the heat. It was the environment of living on a farm. When I say that, I mean front doors are left open, sliding doors are left open in the middle of the country. Well, if you have sliding doors, front doors are open. Everything that is outside is invited inside. And I mean everything, from spiders to flies to bugs to mosquitoes to lizards to any kind of country animal, insect, creature. Everyone is invited inside. It's not, oh, keep the creature. Oh, and what is, oh, wasp. That's what I heard. Wasp. Oh, now wasp, you don't want them to get close to you. Everything is invited inside, which is also interesting to me. Now, not only was it interesting, at first it was very, very uncomfortable. It was extremely uncomfortable that at any moment, I mean, that I have to be on the lookout for a wasp, or I have to be a lookout for, you know, anything. I mean, to live being on the lookout for insects is just not my cup of tea. But again, I'm saying all this because after a day of settling in, after a day of realizing, because again, my priority is to remain connected and to be happy and to be content and at peace with the universe, regardless of what happens, regardless of my surroundings. Quite frankly, I needed this trip. I needed this trip for my own personal growth. I needed this trip to get to my level. I thought that having a preference for where I lived and where I stayed or where I visited was really important to me. I mean, I had to have it just right. I had to have everything lined up in exactly the kind of order that would make me feel comfortable. And what I discovered was that, no, I don't have to have any external circumstances or external surroundings that are comfortable for me. What I learned that, and this is just a big exaggeration, I learned that if I am in a prison cell, because I would joke with myself and say I'm in prison or I'm in some kind of camp, some kind of torture camp. But what I've learned was that even being in that environment, with people that are used to that and love that and appreciate that and embrace that, and actually that's their heaven. That's their heaven. I learned that that could be my heaven too. But what I had to do first was accept and learn to appreciate and get rid of all of these things that I had in my head about having a preference of how I wanted to live. I had to really discard my preferences for comfort. And let me say, it didn't happen to me quickly. I'm trying to remember exactly when I embraced the bugs in the bathtub and the daddy long legs and on the walls and every minute. There's no place that I was that there wasn't insects. Never. I mean, not even in the bed. I remember one night there was a there was a huge, huge bug that flew into my room. One of the women opened the door, let this black, big black bug, it looked like a black bumblebee, but five times bigger, flew into my room, because I always kept my doors closed, and I couldn't sleep for 4 hours. I could not sleep for 4 hours, and let me tell you something. I laid in that bed with the light on, and I tried to blame the woman that opened my bedroom door. I tried to put the blame on her, is that she's the reason why I can't sleep. And I asked the universe, I said, I don't know about you, but have you ever had to sleep in a room where bugs are flying and things are flying around and around, and you know that there's this big bumblebee in your bedroom, but you can't find it? I mean, I kept asking the universe, what do you want me to learn from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? And I was really unnerved and very frustrated and very anxious. And I'm usually not frustrated or anxious. But finally at 2:00 in the morning, the universe revealed to me what they wanted me to learn. And that was how to calm your spirit down, how to calm yourself down, how to center yourself, how to center myself to that place of peace and contentment where I live most of the time. It's easy for me to be centered and be at peace in my own home. It's easy for me to be centered and at peace with my routine. But it was like the universe just picked me up and shook me upside down and dared me to find peace in a sauna with bugs flying and lizards. And oh, the lizards are cute. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, and not to mention, everywhere you walk, everywhere I go, I was warned of, you know, lift your clothes up, because if you get a tick or a jigger, I think it was called a jigger, if you get one of those on your clothes and then they can get on your skin and never wear your clothes twice, if you wear something, wash it. Don't wear it again, because the ticks can jump on your clothes, and I have just a whole warning. How was I supposed to remain at peace within these situations? Oh, Jesus! I forgot the best part. I forgot one of the best challenges. I don't know about everybody that's listening, but quite frankly, I have a commode, or they call it a toilet, a commode, that you flush and then, yeah, with water, right? You go to the bathroom, you flush the toilet. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Where I was staying, the toilet was really a bucket. That's right. A bucket. A bucket that you sat on. Well, let me so there was a toilet seat, but the toilet seat was over a bucket. You know, one of those laundry buckets. And what you're supposed to do is go to the bathroom in the bucket. Number one and number two. And then there's a big container of compost that is outside, you know, that's like right around your feet. Big container of compost with this huge cup, this ceramic cup. And as soon as you go to the bathroom, you stand up. Well, first of all, you stand up. You use the toilet paper. And let me say something else. Everything on this, at this retreat, and I use the air quotes retreat because, quite frankly, for me, well, you know what? Let me switch it up. Yeah, it was a retreat. It was a treat, but it wasn't what I expected. So having expectations, of course, subtracts from happiness. Let me get back to the toilet. So there's a big bucket. You dig in. You put the compost over whatever you just finished doing in the bucket. And I mean whatever you just finished doing. The toilet paper that you used, there is another bucket that's right next to the toilet that you put your used toilet paper in. And I mean used toilet paper. In all kinds of uses. Because at the retreat, there is nothing that is thrown away, including used toilet paper. Has anybody heard of that? Well, I'm a city girl. I don't even think I've even heard of that before. So not only I have the heat, I have the bugs, I have the critters, I have to go to the bathroom in a bucket and then get up and cover whatever I did with compost. So I was out of my element. Not only was I out of my element, how the F word, how the hell am I going to be happy and be at peace in that kind of surrounding, just plucked out of the city and dropped into the country? It took everything that I talked about on my shows. It took all of my practice. It took me to a point where I had to, I literally, when that bug flew in my room that night, I literally was upset. I was annoyed. I was irritated. I was angry. I was blaming. I was pointing the finger. I was too through. I was done. It was over. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And like I said, the universe talked to me and said, okay, here you are in this state. Here you are. How are you going to settle yourself down? How are you going to get back to being at peace with all of it? How? And probably for 3 hours, maybe even four, I didn't have an answer. I remained annoyed, upset, bothered. All of it. And it was only until I asked the universe, what do you want me to learn? How the hell is this benefiting me? And the answer came quickly, and the answer came loudly. We want you to be able to snap out of it and find your peace quickly. See, it wasn't about my experience about being, in a room with bugs and critters and everything else and using the toilet in a bucket. It wasn't really about that. It's actually, how do you get out of your comfort zone? And that is the key, out of my comfort zone. And I remember thinking that, it was almost impossible. How the hell was I going to have, I think I had three or four more days left for me. I think I had four more days left. How the hell was I going to survive four more days and be happy and be at peace? And I had to let go of trying so hard. I had to let go of trying to be comfortable, trying to be at peace, trying to be in a cool room, What I had to do was really accept all of it and resist none of it. Stop resisting the bugs. Okay, yeah, listen, I'm not going to say that a bug flies on me and I'm not going to jump. But it's a moment. Everything that happened, everything that I experienced was a moment. I didn't have internet. I didn't have a cell phone use. I had internet only if I walked into another area. I didn't have a television until I found out that the television in my room was covered. I didn't even know there was television in my room for, I think, 3 days. I'm saying none of the comforts of home were with me. Not to mention, throughout the day, there were ceremonies, there were gatherings that sometimes I was inspired to attend and sometimes I wasn't inspired to attend. So it was also a challenge of being able to be an individual, be who I was without, and accept that, okay, I'm not going to be part of the group all the time and it's going to be okay. Somebody judges me, if somebody doesn't accept it, I'm supposed to be the keynote speaker. Why am I not in the meditation gatherings? I don't meditate in groups. It's just not who I am. But all of that kept going around in my mind. Okay, am I supposed to do it just for them? Am I supposed to compromise? And oh my goodness, all of these lessons. Oh, I forgot. There's more. There is a stream around this property that you can go, and it was extremely warm. There was called a stream or a river. It's a stream. And a lot of the women that are at this retreat, they don't wear bathing suits in the stream. That's something else that I was not comfortable with. When I say comfortable, meaning I'm out of my comfort zone. What happened in the days that followed, or little by little, I began to be comfortable and get comfortable in what I thought was one of the most uncomfortable experiences of my life. But little by little, moment by moment, I began feeling comfortable in where I landed, which was the most uncomfortable place to date. To the point where I, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, took a shower outside. When I say outside, I'm not talking about there's anything surround, you know, there's like a little fence around it. No, I'm talking about outside. No walls. There's a water hose that was attached to the roof. So water hose means what? Cold water. The first time I took my clothes off, I was determined. I was determined to get through all of my uncomfortability, if that's even a word, get through it and roll with it. So the first time in an outdoor shower, when I'd taken my clothes off in the middle of the forest, I felt very uncomfortable. I don't know about you, but I've never taken a shower in the middle of the forest before. And the shower was, like I said, the water hose was attached to the roof by a coat hanger. And then you're standing on this like a porch. And then the background is just all trees and bush and grass and everything. Nobody, you know, it is private. But then again, the people that can come in and out and back and forth, and when I say private, it's not extremely private because everybody that was at the retreat could walk around the back of the house at any minute. So it wasn't really that private. I took 3 showers. The first one, I was really uncomfortable. When I say I took 3 showers, I mean I took 3 outside showers. And in fact, I got to the point where I would only take an outdoor shower. The second shower, I was a little bit more comfortable. And the third shower, I actually took pictures and movies, and waved to women that were going. There were two big main homes. There was the meditation area where there were two bedrooms, and there was the main house. And so there was a big trail that you can walk from the meditation area to the big house. And when you walked, I remember seeing someone, and I waved in all my nakedness, "Hi, look at me." What I learned about myself is that I can go anywhere in the world, in any situation, any extreme, I do say extreme situation, and still be at peace and still be happy. Not only that, I can learn to adapt. I can learn to adapt in any kind of weather, in any kind of living situation. I can adapt. And now I can even adapt quicker. Because it took me a couple of days to really sink into it and be okay. Oh, Jesus, I totally forgot the other part. There was a jacuzzi on the property. And, of course, when you go into the jacuzzi, nobody wears clothes. No one wears bathing suits. And my first day in the jacuzzi, I'm sitting with 2 women who were, you know, no clothes on. And I think that was my first time just stripping out in the open area. Just, okay, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. For me, it was huge. And finally, the last day I was there, I stayed with, I actually left the retreat one day early, and I stayed with the woman who brought me, who drove me all the way out to the retreat. And she just happened to be a massage therapist. And so the last day I was there, I asked her to give me a massage. I mean, she had offered earlier. And her home was also an interesting environment. There were, when I say interesting environment, it's the opposite of how I live. I live, there's a lot of space, there's a lot of room, there's not a lot of clutter, there's just a lot of space. And in this room where she was going to massage me, it was a room that had a lot of her projects in it. I mean, it was a really full room. It was full of a lot of stuff. And I remember her massaging me, and I remember thinking that this was the best massage that I've ever had in my life. Because of her connectedness, because of her hands, because of what she did. And I remember thinking, I'm in a room that has clothes and jewelry and things and stuff surrounding me. I mean, I wouldn't set up a massage room like that, but it was all surrounding me. And after the massage was over, I broke down and I started crying after she left the room. And I started crying because the universe has taught me, the universe basically showed me that I can be in heaven wherever I am, in a cluttered room, in a place with animals, with bugs inside the house, using the toilet in a bucket, being naked in front of strangers. I can find heaven anywhere. All I have to do is realize that anywhere I am, any situation I'm in, any circumstance, it is heaven. Heaven is a state of mind. Peace is a state of mind. That trip to Misery, Missouri is now my favorite trip of my life. And I've been all over. I've been to Aspen. I've been to Switzerland. I mean, I'm talking about high-end places, but I'm telling you that Willow Springs, Missouri is now my favorite trip. My favorite trip of my life because of what I learned and how I grew and how, what the universe taught me. It was extreme. It was an extreme, extreme lesson for days. Extreme. But without all of those tests, without putting me where I needed to be, in the most uncomfortable situations, in the most uncomfortable environment, I could not have found heaven. I am going to write a chapter about this. I have to write about it more in depth. And I had another message when I was telling the universe, I'm gonna write a chapter, you know, how I found heaven, six days of heaven in Missouri. But what I learned and who I am now, I'm a changed person. I'm different. I'm more open. I know that wherever I am, wherever I land, my connection with the universe is number one. And the external weather, climate, situation is always second. In fact, it's not even second. It doesn't even exist. It doesn't even exist. I could go anywhere, be exposed to anything, and be happy. I found peace and I found happiness. I found heaven in Missouri. And now I'm grateful, really grateful. And when I tell my story, the story, there's no complaining. There's no, that was horrible. It's all told, it's all felt with gratitude. Because I am grateful for everyone I met. I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful for all of it. That's reality spirituality, y'all. Reality spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, it's going to be me and you. You're going to call in with your questions. You're going to call in with your life's challenges. And it's going to be me and you tomorrow, 7 a.m. Reality spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want more information on the coaching programs I offer, go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. Order my latest book, The Truth About Happiness. Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, 1995. Free shipping in the USA, and until tomorrow, remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This life is all about the journey. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, it's about the moment. It's about your connection. Talk to you all tomorrow. You're at Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Good.
Now,
get real good.
Now,
but I'm